the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Research by University of Georgia scientists is examining which cover crops may also provide important habitat for predatory insects that could help control disease and damage-causing pests in cotton. According to MorningAgClips.com, the UGA study left cover crops in place during the growing season when cotton was planted in test fields. While cotton without still attracted some predatory insects, the use of cover crops resulted in a 7- to 10-fold increase in the number and diversity of ground-dwelling predatory insect populations. U.S. ethanol exports in August saw substantial improvement from the prior month's slump, expanding 56%. Canada was the top destination for the fifth straight month, with imports of 33.9 million gallons, the largest volume since March and 42% of the August U.S. ethanol export market. Larger markets included South Korea, the United Kingdom, Peru, Nigeria, the Netherlands, and Mexico. In an effort to address food system challenges from the pandemic and others going back decades, Ag Secretary Vilsack announced USDA plans for another $100 million in funding from the American Rescue Plan Act. The funding would leverage hundreds of millions more in lending through community and private lenders to expand meat and poultry processing capacity and finance other supply chain infrastructure. He says these investments will help deliver more opportunities and fairer prices for farmers and address bottlenecks in the food supply chain. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.